Good Friday. Today is January the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look in the backyard and garden, talking about a crop that normally we would think of about 6 months from now, that is strawberries, and get a little refresher on some proper management techniques, things we need to be doing in the spring, summer, and fall so they can overwinter properly. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning in the cold January weather and think about something that makes us a little bit warmer, and that is some of the summertime activities out in the garden. And a plant that always makes us think of spring and summertime is strawberries. We want to take a look at just some basic strawberry production techniques, things to keep in mind, and really ways to winterize strawberries, something I guess now that gets our attention as we are in these dog days of winter, looking back to maybe what we should have done a little earlier. And when we winterize strawberries, you really need to start that in the summer after they've finished fruiting, and that's by going through and sort of renovating and fertilizing them. You want to add mulch and protective layers after the first frost in the fall. So a lot of times that may be around here, November, December even, is when we would go through and start to mulch the strawberries. You don't want to do it too early because that can cause plants to rot and not harden off properly. That then actually leaves them vulnerable to cold damage. Extreme cold may actually damage the plants if they're mulched too late in the season. So it's a fine line there. We don't want to mulch them too early, but we do want to make sure that we've gotten to where they are getting cold hardy. And doing that typically around here, like I said, if we hit November, that's probably going to be about right. In mild climates, sometimes they can survive without the extra protection. But throughout the growing season, strawberries can become overgrown, suffer broken stems, or even face disease and pests. So it's best to renovate those after the fruiting period. So that's late July, early August a lot of times. To renovate the June-bearing strawberries, you want to prune away any broken or damaged leaves on the plant, and then cut the plants down to about an inch and a half above the crown. If you have a large patch of strawberries, some people even go after them with a lawnmower. That's not necessarily recommended, but that gives you an idea of sort of the height that we're talking about. After we've done some of that renovation, then fertilizing is what's next. Of course, it's recommended to pull a soil sample out of that area. I get that sent in for analysis so you know what you're working with and maybe what fertility is needed in that area. And typically, we're using a granular fertilizer that is sprinkled in and allowed to be broken down and absorbed into the soil. And then we go through with the mulching. It is recommended to keep watering strawberry plants until that first frost. Typically, folks will use straw. It is important to make sure that is weed-free. And you want to loosely mound that over the top of the strawberry plants, covering all the leaves to about 3 to 5 inches of mulch. You want to steer clear of heavy mulches, things like your autumn leaves or grass clippings. Some folks will use pine needles, as those are lighter too. Typically, that's done in the south where they have those more abundantly, but it's usually easy enough to find some straw bales around that you can break up and lightly spread across that. Now, if you don't want to work with mulch, you can also spread frost protection over strawberry patches. Those covers can cause strawberries, though, to leaf out earlier in the spring than you may want as they absorb heat and from the sun. That is something to keep in mind if you choose to go that way. Now, if you've got strawberries grown in pots, a little bit different story there. We need to keep in mind that that soil can actually freeze if those are out of ground. So a lot of times, potted strawberries need extra winter protection. Folks may bring them into a garage or a unheated area like an enclosed porch, and then oftentimes wrap those in old blankets or burlap bags, some sort of packing material. And it's really to protect those from the different freeze-thaw cycles. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at crop.com.
coverage.com. Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. We want to talk some today about pruning trees. Now, this is not the time of year yet you want to go out and prune your fruit trees, but a couple of things we want to talk about as we look ahead to the spring and different activities that will be coming up later on in the winter, late winter, early spring. One of those is pruning trees. Now, it's recommended that you have almost a three-year plan. If you've got older, overgrown apple trees, you're trying to rejuvenate. And the thought is that you start by assessing the main structure of that tree, getting a sort of a back 30,000 foot view, not that high, but maybe stepping back, really looking at the whole tree, identifying what is the lead branch, what is the leader, what are some well-positioned branches that you want to make sure those are maintained. And then in year one, you remove select branches to allow light and air into the center of the tree. Don't remove more than about a third of the tree's wood. In year two, you would continue to thin out the excess growth, improve the light access. And then by year three, you would eliminate the remaining large limbs and trim the longer ones to restore more of a pyramid shape to that tree. Angles are important. The angle of branches affects its strength. Branches with a narrow angle, 45 degrees or less, are more likely to break. Ideal branches grow at about a 60 degree angle, so when pruning, look for those narrow angled ones and remove them if possible. This allows a greater opportunity for the ones with wide angles to get more established. And then finally, there's often discussion about topping versus crown reduction. Arborists generally advise against tree topping. That's a technique for reducing tree height that involves cutting the top growth indiscriminately. It can actually weaken or even kill the trees. Topping is only advisable if a tree has suffered severe damage from a storm or disaster. So instead of topping, they opt for crown reduction to control tree sizes. That involves selectively again removing branches within the crown to decrease the height and enhance the airflow, preserving the crown structure and again allowing the right amount of sunlight to get into the fruit. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.